It's time for The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Wednesday, March 22nd, 2023. In our marine weather forecast, we have strengthening low pressure off the California coast that is going to bring increasingly north winds to our area through this morning. A cold front will arrive tomorrow, followed by westerly swells that could approach 20 feet, so we'll have to keep an eye on that. Today, north winds 10 to 15 knots, gusting to 20 knots early in the morning, wind waves from the north 3 feet high at 4 seconds apart, northwest swells 5 feet at 9 seconds. And today we're going to be talking about the history of the Beaufort wind scale. Kind of interesting, things I've never shared with you before. But first, a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have two inbounders, and both of them will not really be arriving until late tonight. The Zhao Galaxy, coming in from San Francisco, headed for Portland. She's a petroleum tanker delivering refined petroleum. Passing Astoria a little bit after midnight, she could be in Portland by about 6:30 tomorrow morning. And the articulated tug and barge rig, the Sound Reliance, is arriving from Ferndale, headed for Portland. She also is delivering refined petroleum to the Portland area. And she'll pass Astoria inbound around 1 a.m. tomorrow morning and be in Portland by 7 a.m. on Thursday. In her outbounders, the Chesapeake Highway heading out of Portland, she's came in with Toyotas on board to deliver them. Leaving around 2 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 8 p.m., the Green Lake is leaving Vancouver, Subarus on board. She came in to deliver those, some of those. Leaving around 2:30 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 8:30 p.m. And the Maria D is leaving Vancouver carrying wheat, leaving around 6:30 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 12:30 a.m. on Thursday. And if you'd like to see the ship schedule online, you'll find it on my website at shipreport.net. You'll also find a link to it on the Ship Report Facebook page. So I'm reading a new maritime book that was recommended to me by a Ship Report listener. The book is Reading the Glass, A Captain's View of Weather, Water, and Life on Ships. The author is Elliot Rappaport. And many thanks to a listener in Manzanita for recommending this book to me. It's a really good read. Now, in this book, the author mentions the history of the Beaufort wind scale, which is a wind scale still in use today, that was invented in 1805 by a UK Royal Navy officer named Sir Francis Beaufort. I talk about the scale here on the show often because it's still in use today and is an interesting view of the effects of the wind. So the Beaufort scale describes the strength of the wind based on its effects on the surrounding sea state and also on land. Sea state is what's going on in the ocean around your boat. So before we had modern wind instruments to measure wind speed, the scale helped mariners and people on land figure out how intense a weather system was by its effect on our surroundings. The Beaufort wind scale, which is basically a table, the scale goes from force 0, that being dead calm, to force 12, being a hurricane. What I read in the book, Reading the Glass, made me want to know more about the Beaufort wind scale. So I started poking around online and looking up its history. Now, the history surrounding the scale and earlier and later versions of it, it's kind of interesting and fun. Part of the fun comes from the other versions of the scale that I came across when I was researching it. It's been around a long time and has been well used, so lots of opportunity for people to riff on it a bit. But before the Beaufort wind scale was invented, there was an earlier scale invented in 1704 by a man named Daniel Defoe. That scale included words that sailors commonly used then to define the intensity of breezes and higher winds. But it wasn't very precise by our standards now. It went from 0 to 11. 0 was stark calm. It gets up to 4-6, which is a topsail gale. Now, topsail, topsail, describes smaller sails that are high up on the masts of, say, a clipper ship, which is what cargo ships, that's how they got around before the invention of the engine. A topsail gale would be one in which you would have to reduce sail at those highest sails. And an interesting point of physics and wind is that the wind is blowing harder at the top of your mast than it is down on deck. So those sails that are at the very, very high top of those square riggers would catch the strongest winds first. Now, in Defoe's wind scale, when you get to number 9, you get to my favorite, at force 9, a fret of wind. Number 10 is a storm of wind, and 11 is a tempest. It doesn't say anything about the conditions that would warrant it being called that. Now, Beaufort's scale, as we know it, evolved from other scales like these, and one updated version that was created by Beaufort himself in 1831 included how sailing vessels should respond in winds depending on where they were on the scale. Now, respond means how much sail should they have up? When should they be adjusting their sails to maybe not have so much canvas up? So this also is 0 to 12. That's what the original Beaufort wind scale was, and that's what this is. So in force 2 to about force 5, a man of war, which was a sailing military ship, could fly all of its sails and go along pretty briskly. But once you get up into a strong breeze, this version of the Beaufort wind scale recommends that you start reefing sails, which means shortening the sail area, dropping part of it and tying it off so that there's not as much sail exposed to the wind. And when you get up into in force 11, which is a storm, you have to reduce the vessel to her storm staysails, her staysails, that you only take out during a storm. And those are small sails that don't have much windage. And then when you get to hurricane, the scale says that which no canvas could withstand. So when a ship had to be out in this kind of weather, which was often the case with these clipper ships that sailed around the world for years, they just couldn't run into port during a hurricane. And they probably didn't really know when hurricanes were coming anyway, because the forecasting was just not very good. In a really terrible storm, they would take down all of their sails and run. It's called running bare poles, which means that you have no sails at all, which boats still do today as needed, so they don't get overpowered when they get stuck in really high winds. So a ship in that kind of a situation is just being blown wherever the wind takes them, but they're not being knocked down by the force of the wind on their sails. Now, the Beaufort wind scale today, the one that I use when I talk about it here on the show, includes things like force 5, moderate waves, chance of some spray. When you get up into force 8, which is a gale, you start seeing that wonderful word spindrift in the description, meaning the tops of the waves are being blown off into spray and streaks of foam. On land, twigs break from trees and it's difficult to walk. And when you get all the way up to a hurricane, the visibility is just terrible at sea. And on land, there is widespread damage. But my favorite version of that I've saved for last of the Beaufort wind scale is one that was created by some other people, apparently, at least it would seem, for fun. So this goes from force 0 to 12. I'll read you some of them. At force 1, reading a newspaper out of doors becomes a problem. At force 2, reading a newspaper out of doors becomes impossible. At force 8, car steering seems to have gone wrong. At force 9, old ladies' hats blow away. At force 11, old ladies and old gentlemen blow away. Now, that's a little disturbing, but something that you can certainly visualize. At any rate, there you have it, a short history of the table of wind speed that we now call the Beaufort wind scale. And it's pretty clear, if you look at the Beaufort wind scale as it is these days, that for most of us, except the most experienced and hardy mariners, winds that are above about force 5 on the Beaufort wind scale, that means that we should probably just stay home. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.